This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The mainstream movie experience these days with 3D, IMAX, and surround sound can be just a bit too much for children with autism. As the national rate of autism diagnoses climbs, parents and advocates have persuaded some theaters to tone it down. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Karen Brown reports.
One high C, one Coke.
Kelly St. Clair walks into this matinee of Toy Story 3 holding the hand of her 5-year-old boy who has autism.
Mikey, this is the movie!
Mikey's eyes are darting around the fluorescent-lit lobby. Like most of the children here, Mikey is on his first trip to a movie theater.
We heard about this, and we think it's a great opportunity to give him a chance to try it out and have some success in a place where people really understand what he's all about.
That includes difficulty communicating, reading social cues, and tolerating sensory stimulation that others take for granted. Anything from birthday parties to the supermarket to the movies.
Between the huge screen and the lights off and the sound so loud, it's very overwhelming even for typical people.
Renee Hill has a 4-year-old autistic son who loves watching videos, but all her previous efforts to take him to the cinema have ended prematurely.
You'll just constantly notice him look uncomfortable and cover his ears. But if he really gets overwhelmed, then he'll just shut down and have a meltdown and start to cry.
But for this special screening, the house lights are on, the sound is low, and there are no ads or previews. It's called a sensory-friendly movie showing, and as an autism accommodation, it's catching on. This packed event is a first for Cinemark manager Dave Modugno, who takes cues from the audience.
We're going to have the volume at 3.5, which is much lower than it ever normally is. If you need it lower, if you need it a tad higher, just let us know and enjoy the movie. Thank you.
As the movie gets underway, families pace up and down the aisles, eat special dietary snacks from home, and no one tries to shush the overexcited children. The sensory-friendly trend started 2 years ago after a mom in Maryland got kicked out of a movie theater when her autistic daughter became overwhelmed and disruptive at a showing of Hairspray. The mom got in touch with the Autism Society, a national advocacy group, which in turn contacted the AMC theater chain about offering a low-key movie option once a month. AMC spokeswoman Cindy Huffstickler says the company agreed to a trial run in 10 markets.
We were taking a leap of faith. The reason why we did it was because we knew it was the right thing to do. But we have not been let down. It has been wildly successful.
Autism-friendly screenings are now in 124 AMC theaters nationwide and a few dozen other cinemas. Huffstickler says there's enough demand that theaters even make money. Marguerite Colston of the Autism Society says parents see movie going as a gateway to more mainstream activities.
And it also has that social aspect. When the child with autism goes back to school and their friends without autism are talking about the latest movie, this is the first time, the first step in really socializing with them.
Kelly St. Clair's son Mikey made it through half of Toy Story, which is longer than she expected. And even though he ended up running in front of the screen and yelling, the audience was forgiving and he seemed happy. So the following week, she took him to his first birthday party. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.